Life Audio.
Hello. Thank you for listening to Your Daily Bible Verse, the podcast that examines one verse each day to learn more about God and His will for us. I'm your host, Jennifer Slattery, and after this short word from our sponsor, we'll dive into today's Bible verse, John 10:10.
Did you know that the Salvation Army not only provides services to those in need, but we also produce a network of Christian podcasts you can listen to on your favorite podcast store? One of these shows, Words of Life, is a 15-minute weekly show featuring interviews, testimonies, Bible studies, and more. In April, we'll once again hear from author and pastor Natalie Runyon. She has created a new 6-week discipleship course for women to talk about community, women in leadership, accountability, and more.
We want discipleship to be what's drawing people, not bounce houses. They're more likely to come back and not just to be entertained. Even in me, you know, making him have to pry it from my hands, he was still saying, but I have something better. It was because of the redeemed saying so, of telling the story of what God had done. When we point people to him, they're going to want to know him.
Listen to Words of Life on your favorite podcast store or visit wordsoflifepodcast.org.
Today's Bible verse is John 10:10. The thief comes only to steal and kill and destroy. I have come that they may have life and have it to the full. I once heard a pastor say that God's call on our lives will often feel like a death. And I've discovered numerous times just how true those words were. But I've also discovered each of those deaths I felt God calling me to led to increased life. When God called me to invest in my marriage, which at the time was quickly headed towards divorce, he urged me to die to my pride, to my selfishness, and all my faulty ways of thinking and responding. But in return, he gave me life through relational and personal healing, intimacy with my husband, and increased intimacy with my Savior. Years ago, when my daughter was about to enter kindergarten, I sensed God's call again to homeschool, which meant setting aside my plans, not knowing when or if God would invite me to pick them up again, giving me in return a sense of purpose I hadn't experienced prior, a sense of rightness, and the peace of knowing I was living in God's will. And oh, how I wrestled with God when he called our family to foster care, to die to our schedules, our agendas, our carefully laid plans, so that we could follow however he led. And yet he invited us in to life change, into experiencing his power and his love flowing first in us and then through us. Each day, God calls us to die to those things that seem so appealing, so life-giving, but only steal, kill, and destroy, in order that we might experience the rich, the full, and deeply satisfying life that our Savior died to give us. The chapter from which today's verse comes, it contains some of the most beautiful words our Savior ever spoke. He tells us of his sacrificial love, of his attentive and faithful care. And he began by saying, truly, truly, or as some translations state, very truly, I tell you. In the original Greek, it's actually amen, amen, which came from a similar word in Hebrew that when placed at the end of a sentence, indicates full agreement. The fact that Jesus began his statement with these words, however, it carries deeper significance because it indicates that he had firsthand knowledge that the statement was true. In other words, he was stating that the truth originated from him. It also indicates the words that follow are of utmost importance, and they were, because he was making a distinction between the death by legalism, greed, and deception the Pharisees offered, versus the life available through him, the one who would one day soon lay down his life, literally, for his sheep, for his followers, so that they could move past merely surviving to thriving. And that's his heart for all of us. And know this, his heart is for us. Listen to what he said in verses 2 through 4. The one who enters by the gate is the shepherd of the sheep. The gatekeeper opens the gate for him, and the sheep listen to his voice. He calls his own sheep by name and leads them out. When he has brought out all his own, he goes on ahead of them, and his sheep follow him because they know his voice. He knows us, and he calls us by name. He personally leads us, and he goes on before us to show us the way to freedom, where we can come in and we can go out and we can find pasture. Expanding on this, the 18th century theologian Charles Ellicott wrote, quote, "The fold will ever be open to him who enters by the door. He will have perfect freedom to enter whenever storm or danger or night approaches," end quote. Again, that's Christ's heart for us, that we would live fully free and fully alive. This means his voice will always, always lead us to increased and more vibrant life, even if it feels like death in the moment. And this assures us, even though we might wrestle with the call to surrender, to die to ourself, to our selfish desires, to our pride, to our agendas, we can trust that what awaits us in Jesus will be well worth the cost. Is there something you're struggling to release? Something to which God has called you to die? Will you believe him? Will you trust that he's actually calling you to live more fully, more vibrantly free? Let's pray. Holy Father, thank you for sending your Son, the way, the truth, and the life. He is the Good Shepherd, the one who knows us, who calls us by name, who leads us out into freedom and into green pastures. Thank you for the love and the grace that you show us through Jesus Christ. Give us courage, Lord, when you call us to die, whether it's to our pride or to our agendas or maybe a career, if you're shifting us into new places. Help us to trust in you. Remind us that you are actually calling us to life. Help us to trust in that and give us the courage and the strength to follow wherever you lead. Thank you that your heart is for us always and that you are always calling us to increased, more vibrant life. It is in the name of your Son, our Savior and Lord Jesus, that we pray. Amen.
Your Daily Bible Verse is a production of Life Audio and Salem Media. If you liked what you heard today, please take a second to rate and review this podcast in your favorite podcast app so that more listeners like you can find the show. For more faith-filled, inspirational podcasts, visit us at lifeaudio.com.
Christmas. For most kids, it's the most joyful time of the year. But this Christmas, 1.5 million children will spend the holiday separated from a parent because their mom or dad is behind bars. Prison Fellowship Angel Tree needs churches in our communities to volunteer to bless local children with a gift, the gospel, and a loving message from their parent. I believe this is an incredible opportunity for our listeners to share the love of Jesus this Christmas. Many of Prison Fellowship's partner churches continue ministry to local Angel Tree families after Christmas is over. Through this ongoing care, Prison Fellowship Angel Tree strengthens and encourages families every day. Angel Tree wouldn't be possible without the help of faithful volunteers. If you're ready to make an eternal impact in your community, please register today at angeltree.org/church. That's angeltree.org/church.
Miracles are everywhere.
Let our adventure begin!
Discover PureFlix, your premium streaming service where faith and family values come home.
Ready to have some fun?
The most exclusive selection of quality, wholesome movies and series that will uplift your spirit.
A man can argue whether God exists, but when he looks at his daughters, he knows.
With new arrivals every week.
Unbelievable.
Save big and enjoy the possibilities, like invitations to exclusive theatrical screenings.
I see it, so I believe it.
Find out more by joining today at PureFlix.com.
I'm Don Hawkins, inviting you to be encouraged with my weekly podcast, Encouragement for You. To subscribe, go to lifeaudio.com.